Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. How about that Tea Party movement? 1 year ago, nobody had even heard of them. And when they burst upon the scene, all the political power brokers were making fun of them. They were a joke. Not anymore. The Tea Party's strength is reinforced by a growing anger about the government's insistence on throwing money at everything, driving up the national debt, and an apparent desire to manage our lives. Government spending jumped 36% between 2001 and 2007. However, the act that lit the fuse was a gigantic stimulus bill. And with wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, nation building going on, our entitlement programs, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, were picking up debt at an astounding rate. Our government tries to be all things to all people. Big government has accepted a cradle to the grave responsibility. We can't afford it. We're becoming addicted to this nanny state. We've had oil spilling in the Gulf, and how much money will have to be spent to ensure that nothing like that ever happens again? Our government must keep us safe, safe from terrorists, safe from runaway cars, safe from bad spinach, manage what we eat, put the brakes on obesity. The government's new challenge is to reverse global warming. Well, perhaps I'm wrong, but I'm afraid only God can do that. Hopefully, the Tea Party movement is for real. Maybe they can help us get control of spending and our inclination to expect the government to do everything for us. Fiscal responsibility, limited government, private property rights, personal responsibilities, that seems to be the battle cry of the Tea Party troops. And I like what I hear. If we have the courage to make some very tough decisions, we can avoid bankruptcy. We don't want to be begging for life support like Greece. It won't be easy. We can't save ourselves simply by cutting government waste. We'll have to cut some very popular programs. How about a 5% cut across the board, no exceptions, including entitlements and defense? Is that too much to ask? Families can do it. Farmers and businesses do it all the time. Let's show some courage. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.